Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code, please?
76708.
76708. Thank you.
So who am I calling?
Well, I'm a customer service agent at a call center, ma'am, where we have more than 200 companies, well, more than 200 lines.
Well, I'm trying to figure out why my bank account is missing $56.95, and this is the number associated with that withdrawal.
Okay, so I have to locate an account before I'm able to assist you or provide you with anything, ma'am. Can I have your first and last name, please?
Kristen McFarland. McFarlin, and Kristen is with a K.
Thank you. Can I have your shipping address for security purposes, please?
230 Bedrock Trail.
Okay, so I see your order was done on May 5th for $7.95 for the kitchen. Let me see. Shows us the item for our kitchen, ma'am. So how can I assist you today?
For what?
It's for your kitchen.
It's the KitchenAid thing?
Correct.
Okay, so why am I being charged $56.95 when it said it was a promotional sale and I would be charged $2 in shipping?
When you place the order, you paid $7.95 for shipping and handling, and you're in trial basis to call in and cancel. If you don't call in and cancel, then you get billed for that item. It's stated to you in the terms and agreements, ma'am, that you have to accept for the order to go through for the first time for the shipping and handling. It is a one-time fee. This is not a membership.
So all that I'll be charged is this $56.95?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right.
You receive an email saying that your account will not be further charged, that it is canceled, it is an only one-time fee. And is there something else I'll be able to assist you with?
I know. I guess that'll work.
Okay. If you have any additional questions, you can give us a call back. Check your spam and junk folder.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer care.